Yo, 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 the date is?
January 12th.
And
wait, I forgot to do testing.
Yeah. Testing.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all shapes and sizes, welcome to your favorite podcast with Garrett, Trevor, and Simon. Broadcasting from the top of Scotts Valley,
it's Smelly Monkeys. Smelly monkeys.
Smelly monkeys. Cheese rocks out loud. I hope you like cheese. Too.
Welcome, everybody. The date is
cheese.
January 12th. This is
cheese January 12th.
Show
cheese
number 32.
January 12th.
And guys, we're looking pretty spiffy.
Cheese.
Can you tell the audiences what's on your ears?
Yeah.
New headphones.
So you've got the wireless headphones on, Trevor, which means you can walk around and still hear us. Simon.
Okay.
Ouch. Simon, you've got a noise-canceling headphones on.
What's that mean?
I don't know, but I wish it would cancel the noise you make sometimes. I'm left with the old headphones. And what do we have here
in
studio number 24B?
It says on the air.
Yeah, we got a new sign from Uncle Owen and Aunt Jody. And it's a lit-up sign that says, on the air, and it's sitting over our microphone right now.
Oh, I got a good idea. Let's turn off the lights and try doing our thing in the dark.
Let's save that for show number 33, shall we? Because right now, I don't know. Hey, so we got a pretty good show lined up for you today.
Yeah.
I'm really excited because I think we're going to hear some good news about sports and some good news
cookies.
About animals.
I'm doing milk!
Now, hey, but guys, just in case, a lot of people may have got iPods for Christmas. And they might be listening to us for the first time. So why don't we introduce ourselves and tell the world what we're all about.
I'm Simon, the Doreen one.
Okay.
I'm Trevor. I like the chocolate milk. And I'm 7.
You're 8.
8. Yeah, that's right. I'm
8. Well, my name is Gareth. I'm older than Simon and Trevor, and this is we try to do a weekly podcast, and we talk about, what do we talk about, guys?
Sports.
Animals.
And I try to talk about whatever I'm interested in. Hey, let's do a bit of news about ourselves, shall we?
Yeah. I like cheese.
Pinewood Derby.
Cheese.
Who wants to report out on the Pinewood Derby?
Trevor does.
Okay, let's not talk about cheese anymore. Let's talk about Pinewood Derby. Okay, Trev, what happened at the Pinewood Derby?
I got maybe between 10th and 15th place, I think.
You got between 10th and 15th place?
Yeah, and I think Simon was the same.
Oh, you hear that bleeping? That is my remote control thermometer for the barbecue, because we're cooking a pork loin right now.
Good for you.
Thank you. Well, it's good for you, too, because you're going to be eating it. Any awards? You want to...
No awards.
Yeah, and how would you do your car differently next year? I mean, I thought it went pretty fast down the hill, but what happened afterwards?
It was a bit too fast. I think we put too much weight in the back.
Yeah, it was pretty good, though. I think we're learning a lot. By the time you are my age, we'll have a really fast car.
I think what I'm going to do next year is I'm going to copy something on a piece of paper. Ooh, that looks fast. Nice. Dad, here, I'm going to show you the car that I want. See that car with the
I'm not sure the people that are in podcast land can. Oh, I see, with a fin on it. Well, yours is pretty good. It had a fin on it right now. What I think
is... You broke it off.
When you let your dad do most of the work and all you guys do is watch me, I'm not sure you're going to end up with the best car. I think next year you're going to have to think of a different way. Like go to Ken Kay's house. He's got woodworking tools. So we've got a couple of things. Hey, if people want to reach you, we love email. How can they reach you?
You can reach Trouble at SmellyMonkeys, Trouble at SmellyMonkeys.com.
Very good. We got a couple of good emails. We're going to read some of them later on. But before we get there, I wanted to cover a little bit of news in the Smelly Monkey land.
We got a friend.
First of all, remember our friend?
Ringo.
No, Ringo came to join us in 24B here. Hey, Ringo. Hey, first of all, you know our friend Charity?
Oh,
yes.
She's coming February 4th to do a concert in Santa Cruz. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, real cool.
Okay.
Of course, not cooler than Ringo the rock star.
Cooler than Ringo the rock star.
Ringo the rock star.
The other thing I noticed, you know, we had a CD out there. We were selling our CD of some songs, and a couple of people bought it, which I'm actually very pleased at. So if you bought one of our CDs, I would love to hear what you think. You can give us a call at 206-666-KIDS, and you can leave a review. That would be really cool. All right, guys?
Right.
All right.
Cheese.
Cheese, cheese, cheese.
And again, thank you very much, Uncle Owen and Aunt Jody, for the on-the-air sign.
On the air. I'm on.
Pretty
we're on the
cool.
air. And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Cheese!
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a very...
We already discussed that.
It's a very exciting time in America right now because we're leading up to the national championships
cheese.
Of our national sport.
And also cheese.
Football.
And here,
Smelly Monkey correspondent Trevor is going to give his report out on who he thinks might win the Super Bowl.
Sports with Trevor.
I think on this, I think who's going to win in this in the Seattle game.
Wait, wait there. Let's start again. Who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl?
Seattle all the way.
Seattle all the way. Who's going to play?
Seattle, Indiana.
Why don't you enunciate?
Seattle, Indianapolis.
Indianapolis?
Yeah.
And what's the point spread for people who are maybe trying to make a dollar or two?
I'm gonna guess maybe between 3 and 7.
You think between 3 and 7 they're gonna win by 3 and 7? So it's gonna be a close game.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times the Super Bowl is a blowout, right?
No. In 2003, it was not a blowout. It was 32-29.
In 2003, was that Janet Jackson or Paul McCartney?
No, that was Tom Brady.
Oh, okay. Simon, any predictions for you?
Let's see. I think the Rams are going to win, yeah.
The Rams are going to win. Hey.
And I am expecting the microphone for cheese built in it.
Well, really quickly.
Cheese.
Really quickly.
There's a letter in your mailbox.
Ooh, I like the letters, especially
this came from
with cheese.
A guy called Gary, and it said,
I don't like you copying me.
Dear Simon and Trevor, I would like to request that you two get together and do a sports update and an animal review together. For example, we all know the Seahawks are going to the big show. So, Trevor, talk about the Seahawk, the great quarterbacking off. Who is it?
Peyton Manning versus Matt Hasselbeck.
Yeah, he says the great quarterbacking of Matt Hasselbeck. That must be the Seattle one?
Yeah. Okay. And then the great was rushing back.
Who's his name?
Sean Alexander.
Do you have stuff in your mouth? You sound funny.
It's just the my headphones, hear weird.
Okay, I'm going to turn your headphones down then. Can you say ding, I want fries with that?
Ding, I want fries with that. When I hear them, they have this sound that comes from behind them.
It does. You know what it does?
What? Oh, I want to try.
You know what it does? It is, because it's wireless, it's on a delay.
Hi.
So, here's what I'm going to do. I'm
going to
press
pause. Cheese. Honestly, right.
I'm going to press pause and give you some microphone. All right. Well, we're back. Hey, short yellow bus, Trev, can you hear me okay now?
Yes,
okay.
Definitely.
Hey, we're sorry about that, everybody. That was my fault. I gave them wireless microphones, and they were on a delay. So you were about to tell me.
That sounds fun. I wish I could stay on delay.
Maybe you can try it. So Gary wrote in saying there's a great running back here in Seattle, and his name
is Sean Alexander.
Sean Alexander. He said, anyway, so after your update, then Simon can tell us about the actual Seahawk bird, where they are found, how they hunt, what do they eat? And he goes, not only can we do that with the Seahawks, but we can do that with many teams out there. What other teams are out there?
The Rams.
What other teams are named after animals?
Jaguars.
Jaguars.
Eagles. Cowboys.
Cowboys, yes.
That's an animal?
No. Indianapolis. No, we can name a racetrack after it, the Indianapolis 500.
I'm not sure where that came from. But anyway, so let's hear from our correspondent over in the animal kingdom. Let's hear about the Seahawk.
Not the Seahawk.
Animals with Simon.
So, Simon, let's hear about the Seahawk. I looked online on Google.
It's not the Seahawk.
Well, it is a Seahawk. It's either a football team or a weapon of mass destruction.
Oh, here it is. The oven birds.
What is this? This isn't a Seahawk.
Do you have a problem?
No, you're going to do a report on the South African oven bird instead.
Yes.
Well, it's a close relation of the Seahawk.
Make an open clay pot. Wait. Okay. So I'm going to read some of this page. Color reefs.
Why don't you summarize?
Coral reefs.
Why don't you summarize for us? Wait, what's going on with this bird? Because they can't see the photo, so you can...
Okay, so listen.
Yes,
this
we're
is an oven bird. It builds its nest by the beach in South America. It lives. It's
Africa.
South Africa. And it's an oven bird.
Same difference.
And it builds its nest in the right after the rainy season, where the mud is still good for taking, because then they'll find like a pole or something.
Yeah.
Like something that, like a tree or the top of a tree that's really tall, like...
Yeah.
Like...
A post or something.
A post or something like that. And it builds its nest in there. Okay, so the post is the main part, the nest, and then it puts mud all the way around it, but there's one opening for the oven bud to get in. There's even a roof. It's basically a circle with a circled hole in it.
Ooh. Well, there you go, Gary.
Cheese.
Thank you very much for your request, and we will look maybe do a better job on the Rams or the Jaguars.
Rams.
But since we couldn't find anywhere at the Seaburg, we did the South African oven bird.
Giggle.
Is that what it's called, oven bird?
Yeah.
Oven
giggle,
bird.
Giggle.
It's a weird name. Hey, we got some more email. You want to hear about this?
Yes, sure.
You have mail
we
in
got...
your mailbox. You have mail in your mailbox.
Hey, shall we let George Carlin do that?
Yeah.
There's a letter in your
mailbox.
So we got a card. National Cut the Cheese Day.
National Cut the
from
Cheese
Day. From E. Fairy. That was pretty cool.
I made that up.
I didn't get an email, but I got a cheese mail from Lawrence in BC. I think it's British Columbia. And he told us about a band called the Arrogant Worms, and we know some of the songs, so there's a birthday song by them. Yep.
Does the band and that guy like cheese?
Probably, because they have an album called Cest Cheese, with lots of cheesy and funny songs. And he sent us some song things. They were pretty funny, actually, so we'll have to check
cheese,
that out.
Cheese.
And we have a special new feature. Now, it can't be that new... you guys might want to stand on the edge of your seat for this one. It can't be that new because I don't have an intro song for it. But here goes. I'm going to read a smelly news story. You know what this is?
What?
I'm going to find a bit of a news story. I'm going to read it to you. And then I want to hear your comments on the national news of the day. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
New feature on Smelly Monkeys, ladies and gentlemen. This new story I call The Burning Mouse, and it comes from a place called Fort Sumner, New Mexico. A mouse got its revenge against a homeowner who tried to dispose of it in a pile of burning leaves. The blazing creature ran back into the man's house and set it on fire. This guy called Luciano Mars, 81, kind of an old guy, 81, and he's throwing mice around? Man. Said he caught the mouse inside his house and wanted to get rid of it. I had some leaves burning outside, so I threw it in the fire, and the mouse was on fire, and he ran back in the house, Morris said from a motel room Saturday. Village fire chief Juan Chavez said the burning mouse ran just beneath a window, and the flame spread up from there and throughout the house. No one was hurt inside. Except for maybe the mouse, I guess. No one was hurt inside, but the home and everything in it was destroyed. Now, talk about a mouse revenge.
Yeah.
Any comment on that story?
Whoa, what a revenge!
Should we try that with Ringo?
Yeah.
Oh, that was...
No.
Hey, can you...
I got a feeling the mouse didn't do too well in that.
Hey, Dad, can you get this headphone smaller?
No, this is as small as it goes, sorry. Can you get your head bigger?
No.
Okay. Any comment, Trevor, on that story?
Cheese. That was very good. I think I'm surprised that the mouse actually was smart enough to run in.
Smart enough?
Yeah.
The mouse was pretty much on its last seconds of life.
Right.
It was barbecue mouse.
How did he even get out of the fire?
What would happen if someone threw you in a fire? What would you do?
Run.
Yeah.
Or go into his pants if it had a hole and bite his winky.
That's one way. Then that's interesting too. You can tell we're going to have lots of counseling for timing coming up.
Counseling!
What does counseling mean?
You'll find out soon enough.
Counseling!
Okay, let's me finish up and then we'll call it a quick show, shall we?
Technology and music.
I'm going to be a monkey!
Are you writing a rap song called Dead Mouse? Let's have a moment of silence for the mouse. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hey, technology music.
You, I'm gonna be a monkey.
Well, let me do this after my report, shall I?
Be a monkey.
So, monkey. On the technology thing, there is a cool new technology that actually records our podcast and then deciphers it, puts it into words, so you can actually search what we said. So I did an experiment the other day, and I did a search on Texas, and it comes up with Trevor talking about Texas. I'll put it on our website at www.smellymonkeys.com. Go there, check it out. It's just kind of cool to see, like, a voice recognition, and then you can search against it. Probably not ready for prime time, but almost there. Let's see, another technology. Well, we realized that wireless headphones, although they're cool, they're not very useful when you're actually trying to communicate with other people.
Right.
And the other thing is noise-canceling headphones, which I bought because I'm going on a business trip, and airplanes are so noisy. Let me turn them on for Simon and see if he can notice a difference. So, Simon, here's without the noise-canceling. I'll be at the airplane. And here it is.
I'm going to be on my...
Here it is with the noise-canceling.
I'm gonna be a monkey. I'm gonna be
that
a
sound
monkey.
Better?
Yeah.
Oh, it's really good.
Hey, and, I have a question.
Well, let me finish music. The other thing, music. I was playing around with iTunes the other night. They got a new version out. Ever since, did you guys hear that announcement, by the way, that Apple is using Intel chips?
Yes.
Is that good news or bad news?
Good news.
Good.
Why are they using Intel chips?
It might help your college education, but iTunes got a new version out, and what they do now is they track what songs you're listening to, and they make recommendations as you go along. I was playing around with it the other night. New album I really like. It's a cover version done in all blues and gospel of Janis Joplin songs, and I can post a link to that on our website as well. Simon, you've been dying to interrupt. What is it?
I'm gonna be a monkey, 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 monkey. Would you like to be with you?
I was.
Grievous.
I would suggest we leave that to professionals. Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm gonna be a monkey, 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 monkey. Would you like to be with
you?
That's it for the show. You guys have anything to add?
Cheese, and more cheese, and chocolate milk, and white cheese, and Ringo.
I have a couple of things
Ringo
to add.
Ringo says, bark, bark, bark,
I have a couple of things to add. Are you guys ready? Go visit us at www.smellymonkeys.com. Email us at show@smellymonkeys.com. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Come put on your favorites. Oh, I think that's pork's ready. Oh, yes, it is. Come vote for your favorites at Podcast Pickle. And.
And you
have
wanna
fun!
Be a monkey, monkey, monkey,
monkey, monkey, monkey, would you like